This is Dakota Datebook for January 13th. Celebrating the 100th year since the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. This series is written and voiced by Sarah Walker.
Multiple attempts for women's suffrage were made in Dakota Territory and North Dakota before the approval and passage of the 19th Amendment in 1919. One of the first occurred during the 8th Territorial Session, held December 1868 to January 1869. The bid for women's suffrage, proposed as a bill for an act to confer upon women the elective franchise and the eligibility to office, first was introduced in mid-December by House Representative Enos Stutzman, an early pioneer in Dakota Territory. He had settled in Yankton in the fall of 1858 and eventually moved to Pembina in North Dakota. Stutzman was well-educated, worked as a lawyer, and, quote, possessed a splendid and powerful physique of perfect symmetry, except that he was born almost without legs or with legs not more than a foot long, unquote. Stutzman County was named for him. The bill Stutzman introduced for full women's suffrage in 1868 is one of the earliest of its kind in the United States. However, general suffrage had appeared just the year before in the Dakota Territory, when legislators had successfully voted in favor of a suffrage act striking the word white from, quote, wherever it occurs in the election laws of this territory relating to the qualification of voters, unquote. A year later, the women's suffrage bill did pass through the House by 5 votes, 14-9, on December 23, 1868. The council, however, tabled it, then sent the bill to a committee, and an amended form was voted on and passed through the council on January 12, 1869, again by 5 votes, 9-4. The amended bill was sent back to the House, where it did not pass. A newspaper in Pennsylvania reported, "Dakota has gone back on the women. The women's suffrage bill passed the House and was approved by the council with an amendment submitting the question to the people. The House refused to accept this condition, and the council was determined that the husbands and fathers, likewise the old bachelors, should first have their say on the question. So between the two stools, the whole matter fell to the ground, and the women flirt their petticoats indignantly as they pass the Dakota legislators on the streets." I'm Sarah Walker.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.